The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everybody.
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley. I also go by the name Angel Lakita Moore. And I also go by That Chick Angel, working all them angles. No, she thick and her man wanna bang out. He's sitting right here on the couch right beside her, and he wants to get right inside her. Bang, bang. With me with that thine, thine. Give me, baby. So I can sign, sign. And I'm rapping. Why you tapping? Yeah. Pat, 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 pat. Best booty clapping.
Why Trump gonna end up winning.
Don't you say stupid stuff like
this
that.
This is where we at. In this world right now.
Tell
what's happening,
who
family?
You
I'm
are,
the
babe.
Other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do as husband and wife. We do it every single week and we talk about whatever the hell we want because we grown.
Why are you coming in with all this attitude?
Hey, I'm just letting them know.
Because we grown.
Because we grown.
They see it with the
and
your beard.
Shh. I'm talking.
You jumped over my rap.
No, I didn't.
You said
go on, introduce, and I started talking.
No.
Mm-mm. Anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, look, we do a whole lot before this podcast. We do stuff after this podcast. We do stuff when the podcast ain't up, and the only people see it is our immediate family. That immediate family is in our Patreon. All you gotta do is go to patreon.com/thatchicana, sign up for the low $5 a month, and get in on all the goodness.
Slow down.
No.
Why are you going so fast? Slow down.
Angel.
Don't yell at me.
Yeah, I am going to yell at you. Anyway, we are supported by some wonderful sponsors. You'll hear more about them later on in the podcast.
Let me tell you about our sponsors. Then I'm going to tell you about this other host over here that's showing all the attitude.
Are you annoying?
No, I'm not.
You are.
Our host or our sponsors are Uncommon Goods, Hiya Health, and Lumi Deodorant. We'll tell you more about them later on the podcast, but they are all wonderful sponsors, and you all will love them. They have URL codes, or URL specifically to our podcast, and promo codes that you can use so they can know that we sent you. It was so funny.
The sketch that we just shot, y'all, last week, it's so funny. It's so minimal work, and I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, the sketches. This is what I like. This is what I want to get back to. This is how we started. A lot of people found us from, challenges. Yeah, what they kind of? Yeah, challenges. Yeah, we started off when we were doing stuff together. It was even before the podcast, wasn't it?
No.
It was after the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh. We thought we were doing sketches. We need to repost some of that stuff. And this one that we just shot is, the only reason I thought of it mm-hmm. is when I saw that. I didn't see that. I just saw that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, man. How you feeling? Because you've been sassy since I got back home from my audition. What's going on?
I actually been fine, y'all. What happens is, right, I think Andrew gets excited to shoot this podcast, and then she gets very annoying in a playful way right before we, like, start setting up.
No. Okay.
And then as we're setting up, as y'all see, she just keeps going. I'm just like, just be normal.
No. Let's go back. You pull one chair over here. I went to go help pull the other chair.
Because I was already setting it and up. Then, you should have started on the computer.
Let me finish so they can hear what you did. I saw you pulling chair. I said, okay, he's ready. We can get locked and loaded. So I said, let me pull the other chair. Marcus snatches the other chair from me and makes this little goofy face at me.
What did you do before that?
No, you pushed me.
No.
No, that's when. No. It was with the chair. That was all one thing.
I'm grabbing the chair. This is Angel. As I'm moving pulling, the chair. She's, ah.
Because he pushed me. He pushed me. Ooh, that booty was good.
Oh, back up, motherfucker. And I'm like, girl, back up. Let me move his chair. She won't get in my way as I'm doing stuff.
No, but you didn't have to push
me. And then she's like, that's where this damn dog, where stupid dog get it from. You do one thing, and then she gets amped up, and you can't calm her back down. It's like, hey, stop it. Stop it, or I'm going to put your ass in the kennel. Calm it down.
First of all.
And this is where, by the time we hit record and bring everybody in here, I'm like.
Marcus.
So this is what y'all get. Y'all get the all of that, and then y'all get.
You so used to be.
Tank got an attitude.
You so used to lying.
What's wrong with Tank? Why
let me tell y'all the truth, since my husband likes to lie.
Oh my God.
He took the chair.
Y'all know Angel. So I don't even know why I'm explaining this.
Y'all not
going to agree with
they
me.
They also
because
know
it's
you
always
that
Angel.
When I'm trying to tell my side, you start talking over me.
All right, go ahead.
So when I grab the chair to pull it over here, he pushes me. And I do my silly thing where I go, and I fall over with my butt tooted up. He's like, you stupid. Don't think nothing of it. I go to get my my laptop and the little table that the laptop is on. I set it up. I make me water. I say, Marcus, can I have a lav? Really? You can't just clip it to you like you always do?
Go back and watch every single podcast that we've done right here or over there or anywhere in this house. I always have this little wired live on, and she hooks up the actual unit to her clothes because she's usually wearing a blouse or something.
Let me finish.
Or a little thin strap bra holding up a big ass titties, and she just clips it right there. I don't do that because I usually got on a t-shirt and it's heavy and it tugs at my shirt. Now, we did have one that went out one time.
I started wearing it to my clothes because
I ordered new ones that day.
Didn't know.
Now, that went out earlier this year. If y'all go back and watch every single episode of Tasty with Tank that's went up thus far, two people, and me and a guest, is always wearing one of these lives. Always. She was like, I didn't know you had a working one. How you not know one is not working if I've been wearing one the whole time?
You think that's what I'm looking at when I'm watching?
Apparently she don't
is that pay what you think I'm watching?
To my content.
You think that's what I'm watching
when I'm watching Tasty with Tank? Yeah, because that's what you do when you watch movies and everything. Yes, you critique. The lighting could have been better.
This is my man's content. Look at continuity.
That's off. That wasn't over there. Oh, they sound as bad. Why does it look like that? They used the wrong film. She could have looked at me like, oh, both of y'all got on lives and somebody ain't got a bright green light flashing in the camera. She didn't do that. She, I didn't know. My phone was working. It's been working. Technically, I never had one. I always had at least a two or three.
He has not offered me one since then.
We ain't gonna get nowhere.
Marcus is a lie.
We ain't gonna get nowhere.
Marcus is a lie.
Anyway.
So he's just being sassy to be mean.
Every episode, she's seen two mics. We shot an episode right here in the house. Carlos, we were both mic'd up right here.
Marcus, I don't be involved in your productions. So I don't have my takeover spirit. You know that. I usually disappear.
Yeah, that's why I keep you out. For the faint at heart, y'all, we playing, we bickering back and forth. This ain't nothing serious. Cause that stuff be annoying me. People be sensitive, man.
That makes you sensitive.
Yeah, I am sensitive. But people just be like sensitive to no regard. Like we'll put up a sketch, or people take stuff so literal.
I know, and I don't care.
It's insane. No. This is the fact that I just said that. I told Angel, y'all know I don't post no like political stuff. And it boggles my mind that people can defend Trump And usually when you get these other strategists and all these people that's worked on these campaigns, they always, you know, people ask them, it's like, so what do you, how do you take what he just said in this statement? They always say one of two things. They always say, well, what he meant was, he meant what he said. The other thing, you all take Trump way too literal.
He's the president.
This fool is running to be in a position to have access to nuclear launch codes. Why the hell wouldn't we take him literal? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I know you smart. You are that pathetic of a person because I know you smarter than that.
Oh, Lord, you go.
No, because they are pathetic. The fact that they can find a way to defend this man and his logic when he has none, it drives me insane. I'm like, I can tell that you got some high intelligence on you and you finding a way to justify the reason the chicken ran head first into the truck.
So tell me how that had to do with comments that annoy you in the comment section.
It was on the flip because it was like people take, you know, people take him too literal. But when it's supposed to be not taken literal, people then reverse it to being literal. Mm-hmm. It's like we'll do a sketch. It's like that one we did with the where it really had a spike in it. There was a sketch. Oh, when Angel went out to eat with her friends, and it was like it was a voiceover. It was like a sound that everybody was using. Mm-hmm. That's why you my best friend. Like the woman came home, mm-hmm. and the man asked, "Hey baby, how was your time with your girls?" Boy, I don't know what she mm-hmm. said. It was like, "That's why you can't trust her. You better not be friends with her." Like y'all understand, this is a sketch. Like mm-hmm. people are in they panties all in a bunch. I'm like, there's some people, and this is why I be scared of the direction of this country. Because most people, like we said a couple weeks ago, most people, we give them too much credit. We give the general public too much credit.
Marcus be over here feeling some type of way about people's comments.
No, I don't be feeling some type of way. I just say every now and then I respond.
What I mean by feeling some type of way, I'll stand by what I said, is you be feeling annoyed. You feel the need to respond, and not just in a comment, sometimes in a video. That's why I was telling them on Here's the Thing. I said, you want Marcus to make content? Say some shit that he don't think make no sense about some content he already made. He gonna come at you.
You act like it was like somebody said this. No, it was like an overwhelming response. I'm like, okay, I can put up some content. If I'm feeling like this, I can just put up some content about
this. What's overwhelming response? What constitutes?
A lot of people saying the same thing that to me makes absolutely no sense.
And a lot is like, how many?
I don't know, baby. It depends.
Because the thing is that usually when I look at his stuff, I see all the positive ones. I don't see as many. The negative ones don't stick out to me, but it's also not my content. It's his content. As I see my negative content, negative comments, they do stand out to me, but then I also be like, no, well.
Yeah, every now and then I'm gonna respond.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's responding to you all and not me, because he was over here being sassy with me and I thought I was about to spank him.
I know Angel's silly, she goofy, and she can be annoying.
Nobody calls me silly. Nobody calls me goofy. My children call me lucid.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They called you goofy because you are.
I'm not goofy. I'm a very mature woman who does have a great sense of humor, who lightens the day the way I lighten yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome, babe. Me saying you're welcome, babe, is a goofy thing. But I saw
that.
You. What does that mean? Do not gaslight me. See, he's the goofy one. Trying to mock me. All right. Let's jump into our first sponsor that I am so excited about, because when they come around, you know holiday season is around the corner. And it is Uncommon Goods. Okay. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with incredible handpicked gifts from Uncommon Goods. They make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the internet and scouring the globe for original, handmade, and absolutely remarkable things for everyone on your list. Those or these gifts spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I wanted feeling. Whether you're shopping for your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. Here are some of the amazing gifts that I found on their site. I really, for those of y'all who have followed us for a while, y'all know I love giving a really good gift to people. I'm here for it. I do not like to get just a regular schmegular. Now, for those ladies that love to pamper themselves, that like to feel very like luxuriated on and feel like they're really taking care of themselves, they have a bath set that is so nice that you can get. Hold on, I'm gonna bring it up for y'all so I can tell y'all exactly what it is. They have a whole bed and bath section of their website. So they have some really dope, what do you call those, balms. They have a nice little bedding splitted sheet for couples. They have the hand soaps that are super cute. They have this swivel tray that you can put on your bathtub. I have a nice pretty tray, but this one is even nicer because you can swivel out of the way. They also have like a light bath diffuser that is so cute. I just love stuff like this because this is not something you're just going to find anywhere. It's Uncommon Goods that's going to bring it to you. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of the handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade and made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize, from holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone. From book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selection you could find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/argue.
Argue.
That's uncommongoods.com/argue.
Argue.
For 15% off, don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. So, we are going to jump into a good old Tanksley Pride. Tanksley Pride is where we talk about our beautiful children. We have four boys. If you've watched us for a while on any of our platforms, you know about our babies. There's little Marcus, who is 15. Jesus, help me. The twins, who are 9, and Amar, who is 5.
I keep putting them as 10.
They're not 10 yet. Don't grow my babies that fast. Y'all, I'm going to start off because I know you'll be able to continue it. We had a parent-teacher conference today for the twins. And I know people who don't have good parent-teacher conferences. And it's always like, Lord, help me.
You definitely know some.
I know. That's what I just
said.
Her
name is Margaret Gail Tanksley. Nathaniel Anthony Tanksley Sr.
Did they not have good parent-teacher conferences?
Hell no.
What were you doing?
Too much or not enough. That's what really? I was doing, yeah. At that age, you know, I mean, you don't have them things after, elementary school. Did I have them? Yeah. My parents weren't coming to no school in middle school. Anyway, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Were they like, Marcus is not nice, or were they like,
oh,
Marcus
no, I got, was, I used to get into fights and into trouble because I was quiet, so I got picked on. So people learned that I also had hands. And then, academically, I wasn't strong.
Oh.
I was until I had one bad teacher, and she, after that, I hated most subjects because I used to love math, believe it or not. That was like I loved math.
Would have never known.
What was her name? I can't remember her name. And then there was one teacher that blatantly lied on me. And my mama said she came into her office, like, this was like last year. And I was like, she's like, yeah, see, she's a redhead woman, this and that. I said, next time that bitch come in, tell
oh my God.
That she lied on me and I never let that shit go.
Marcus, behold these grudge. You hear
oh,
me?
Yeah. You don't lie on no kid.
Teachers do it all the anyway, time.
Apparently she got health ailments. That's why she's in the doctor's office, punk heifer. But yeah.
Look at, come on, everybody bringing HIPAA.
I don't care. I ain't saying nothing.
But your mama telling you she's there.
Oh, she just said she came in there. I don't know why she was there.
Anyway, Sai and Kai. What they kept saying repeatedly about Kai was how kind he is.
Yeah.
And he is funny. Yeah. And that, I don't know why that just, it made me beam with pride. They were like, he is funny. Just like, you damn right. In my head, I was like, yeah.
They said that last year too.
He is. He
is
funny.
His teacher was like, he's really funny.
He cracks me up all the time. He really does. Sometimes he gets on my nerves. But he cracks me up all the time. But just them talking about his kindness and how much of a hard worker he is. He did really well on this grammar test that they had, that they were like, that not everybody did well on it because not everybody studied. So it was just, it's so nice. And I took copious notes during the session because we did them back to back. We did Kai's parent-teacher conference, then Sai's. And I wanted to be able to really know what we can do, what we can execute at home to help in any areas that we need to help in. And then when we got to Sai, Sai is a model student. Mm. Model student. And I
see him in class now with his little dirty glasses.
His glasses are as dirty as hell. That's probably the way the most he looked. That's what I told him. I said, you in these glasses is how I know you're my child. I said, because you look the least like me out of all your brothers. So all the time I'm like, am I your mom? And he'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, I am. Because he, to me, looks a lot like Marcus's people. But them glasses, I'm like, that tells me I'm your mama. That's it. But they were like, he's about dang near jumping out of his seat, raising his hand, wanting to be a part of the discussion. Mm. And they were like, that's in every subject. Ugh, it just warmed my heart. And they just talked about how good of kids they are, how sweet they are. And we reiterated to them that is more important to us than even their academic success, is that they are good human beings. And to know that that is resonating with them and they're showing that. And I've seen it in, I think I told you this, one of their enrichment teachers said it without saying it. She was like, I wish I could only have your children.
Yeah.
She was
you
like,
can see the stress behind her eyes.
She's like, I have all three of your younger boys. And I said, are they behaving? She was like, I wish I could only have them. It's what I want you to say. So understand, I'm like, that's just so good to hear. As a mom, it just, and I'm sure Marcus felt the same way. It just really, and it's not that they're perfect and that they're like, oh, everything they're doing is right. There's stuff that we can help them on academically, but everything else, them boys are killing it.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, it was hearing them telling, like, you know, stuff that they need to work on, the stuff that they're, you know, good with, stuff that they need to work on or improve. And it's, like, right in line with their personalities. But hearing them say is, like particularly in one of size classes, it's like, you know, we have some big personalities in there. Mm-hmm. And basically, he's not influenced by it. He'll sit down and get his stuff out and do his work and, you know, raise his hand. And he was like, I have to use him as an example, or I don't remember which teacher said it. Yeah. It's like, you see how Sai's raising his hand and not just blurting out answers or up acting wild?
Yes.
Do that. Like, and we've heard that before out of, you know, all of our kids. We ain't heard it from Amara yet because he's not at that grade level. But of being that model student of, you ain't got to follow the crowd. Mm-hmm. Do what you know you're supposed to do. I don't know if Kai would be the same way. if he had like the bigger personalities in class, mm-hmm. he might be tempted to join in with them personalities.
Yeah.
But we done talked to him and worked with him on that. He's gotten a whole lot better.
That's what it is. So Kai was described as kind. Sai was described as serious.
Yeah.
So that's about to be their new adjectives, kind Kai and serious Sai. They said Sai takes school very serious.
Yeah. That was the first thing. Yeah. He was like, so Sai, he takes school very serious. I was like, you damn right he does.
Mm-hmm. And when asked what their favorite thing about school, of course, Kai is sports. Mm-hmm. Sai is lunch.
Run me the food.
He's like,
that's your favorite thing about school?
Yep.
Did you not hear me?
Lunch. The food. When it's time to eat. That's what I'm excited about. There was something else I wanted to mention that they said that really just kind of made me go, this is not what it was, but they are, now I know what it was. Kai, there's one student that they said when he works with him, mm-hmm. he sometimes has a harder time like focusing.
Yeah.
I wanted to laugh so hard because that is Naomi's child.
That's hilarious.
And my girlfriend Kiyomi, we can't sit near each other when we're supposed to be at something serious. We are over there cackling, we're over there laughing, saying stuff inappropriate.
The thing is, if Kiyomi's not being the bad influence, she's easily influenced.
Yes. Yes.
I've sat beside Kiyomi at fundraisers and stuff. I'm like, why are you this bad at this?
Yes.
I'm supposed to cut up because that's what I do, not you.
Yes. Yes. And so if that cracked me up, I was like, yeah, they've known each other. I wanted to be like, they've known each other for a very long time. So no telling. And Kiyomi's child goes by his own rules. He's like, these rules you've written down, great suggestions. This is what my rules are.
Yeah.
Just super proud of my boys, super proud of what they're writing, probably more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, what they're writing is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sai's writing about his first day of the third grade at his school.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about how much time he takes on making sure and how descriptive he is about like his older brother walking him to class and then him not just walking in the wrong class, but like being nervous about like opening the door and then walking in the class and realizing there's no empty seats. And turns out, oh my God, I am in the wrong class. And then going to the, and just like being that descriptive, it made me think of I don't know what it was I was writing in middle school. And I wrote about my uncle that passed and I called him the man of 1,000 words that said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher cried.
Oh,
she was like, did someone write this for you? No, bitch. seeing him taking like that serious, like the writing task and everything, and even Kai, he ain't gonna go into detail like Sai did.
But
he was like, hey.
Oh, that's what I've been saying.
I did what you asked for. You got what you wanted.
I'm so glad he wrote it the way he did. So he's writing about this one time he had fruit that he keeps saying had cleaning liquid on it. It was fruit that had been sitting in alcohol. So when they brought,
I didn't know what they was talking about.
Oh yeah, it was a Christmas party.
Fermented fruit.
Yes, it was. I had two different punches. And I think some of the kids took some of the fruit out of the punch that had the alcohol.
Oh.
Yes. And they ate some.
You can't just label that stuff. It got to be, it's the kids section drinks over here.
They were, and they knew.
The kids be all over our house. And it don't even matter.
Because I don't know if you remember, one of the little girls was like being so dramatic, like, oh my God.
I do remember that.
I had alcohol. I was like, thank God he remembers it as cleaning fluid. Why would I be happier that
Charles over here eating Clorox? Yeah, that's what it was.
Right about that. But when the teacher brought it up, I was like, that was alcohol, but that's okay.
I mean, you can clean with it.
Yeah, you can. But like he described it, he was like, I couldn't swallow. It was like trying to swallow an elephant. And then they're talking about the food. He piled the food on his plate as high as the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Statue, excuse me. Yeah.
Real quick. So Amar real quick. He was talking about something.
Is this your Tanksley Pride story? Or is it something?
Yeah, okay. He was talking about something that Castle was doing. I don't remember what it was. Oh, maybe him going up on the hillside. Mm-hmm. And he's telling me, like, Castle's whole reenactment of what he was doing on the hill. He was like, yeah, so Daddy, and then he did this. And then when he came down, he couldn't come over. And then I guess he mustered up his energy and managed to get over.
Mustered up.
And managed to get over.
Managed, yeah. But mustered?
That's what he said. I said, is that what happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
Went about his business.
His vocabulary be tripping me out. We did his parent-teacher conference too last week. And it was cool. He's him. That's what I know.
He's him.
And luckily his teacher is a patient somebody. She was like, he does take some time to warm up. We don't force him. I was like, force that boy.
Yeah.
We pay for school. Force him.
I wish y'all could hear my niece talk. Brooklyn.
Why? Oh, because she sounds like
so
a Jimmy
country.
Dean commercial.
She's so
how y'all
country.
Talk about you?
She's, just to give y'all just a real quick snippet of what she sound like. So, 4th of July, we at my mama's house. Her house is backed up to like this big farm. And there's a horse park on the other side of the farm that, you know, you can't even see it, but they always have a firework display. So we can see that, and we can see some other fireworks. I don't know where they're coming from.
Uh-huh.
But the horse park has some that we can see clearly. Then there's another one. So we're sitting on the back deck just watching all these, you know, fireworks go off. And at one point in time, like, both displays stop. The only thing you hear, well, I guess they done ran all out of fireworks.
She... What made you think about her in this moment?
Just when, if thinking about him telling that story, and then the stories that I hear from her,
uh-huh.
And her grown, old, just country.
She could be the child. It's shaking, baking. I helped. That's how country she sounds.
This is literally how country she is. Sonya said, my sister said they went to a whatever Bree is playing right now. I don't know if it's softball or whatever game.
Mm-hmm.
And the other team was losing real bad. She was like, well, they should have just stayed home, not played at all.
What? I'm like it.
And my sister be getting mad because I laugh so hard when she talks. But I keep talking to me, baby. What else you got? That's my niece that looks just like Si. Mm-hmm. If y'all seen videos or pictures, her and Si look like they're the twins.
Mm-hmm. They do look a lot alike. With a little cute self. So is that the end of your Tanksley Pride story?
I got so many stories about her, but yeah.
No, I'm talking about your children.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say about him. Marcus, he's good. Y'all know he good.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready for that permit test in a couple of months. Oh, no. Let's tell them about this. I thought you would tell this one. I didn't think you were going to talk about Amar. I just did a college planning conference with my sorority. And we... what you call it? We had different colleges come talk to high schoolers and high school parents. And so because I made LaMarcus go for the first half with me, it had us on the topic of it. And one of the things he's talked about since he was younger that he thought that he might want to do is be a veterinarian. But he's been very specific, not to pets, but to exotic animals, lions, tigers, panthers, cheetahs.
Yeah.
So
armadillos.
One of my sorors was like, I didn't tell her that part. I just said he wanted to be a veterinarian. She said, I know 3 black male veterinarians in LA. They're brothers. She was like, I'll hook it up so Marcus can like really start to get to know their path and everything. And I was like, oh great. So I was telling little Marcus that. I said, I know they don't do the type of veterinarian work you're talking about, but to be a veterinarian is to be a veterinarian. So the path has got to be similar. He was like, okay. And then I said, so do you want to work with wild animals in captivity or in the wild? He was like, in the wild, in their habitat. I was like, so you have to be in their habitat. I said, so you're going to move to Africa or Asia or South America?
I didn't know how y'all got on that subject.
And he looked at me like, no. And I said, well, babe, none of the animals you work with are indigenous to this continent. So there's no way you can work with them here unless they're in captivity.
Yeah. And there are no veterinarians in the wild. That's called nature.
Right.
And God.
I mean, they do have them. I told him, I said, in to work with them in the wild, I said, you could work at a sanctuary.
Yeah, like rescue, yeah.
I was like, but for the most part, when I tell you that rocked my son's world,
yeah.
More so, he was mad at himself that he hadn't put two and two together.
Right,
that's really what he was mad about. He was like, I can't believe I missed that. And I was like, you came up with this idea when you were like 8 or 9. Like,
the only thing he still knows is he likes animals. But at the same time, so we were sitting there talking to him about, like, you know, still, like, you have, because you're smart, you can pretty much do whatever you want to. The fact that I'm in a career that didn't exist when I was in high school or college.
Yeah, that was
or
it.
The first 15 years of my professional career, this career did not really exist. I was like, ain't no telling what's going to, what Angel was telling me, there's no telling what's going to exist by the time you come up. But one thing I think he's missing is because of being a veterinarian, he don't know what it's going to be like. If he get called out to one of these random ass farms and you got to deal with a sick horse or something, it's like, that animal might feel wild to you. It might all you want to do. Because if you're dealing with, quote unquote, you know, wild animals or exotic animals, 9 times out of 10, they're gonna be asleep. They gotta be tranquilized.
That's what I told him.
Mm-hmm. That might get boring. You might want to deal with something that's awake.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got plenty of time to figure that out. By the time he about senior year, he might not be interested in animals at all.
I think that's the reason why I wanted him to meet with the veterinarian. Because I'm like, I don't think you realize how much extra schooling you have to take.
You're a doctor.
Yeah, you are a doctor, fully. And so I'm like, do you actually want to be in school that long? I'm like, you might want to be a wildlife photographer, videographer. Then you just get real good with your videography skills, which you can also translate to content.
Or documenter. You can go out there and be in the wild with them animals, just talking about what they're doing.
At a distance, too.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be up on them because you're going to have a strong lens that can zoom in.
And then that's what I was telling him. I brought up the example of Steve Irwin, how he would go out and like look at these wild animals. Granted, we found out that a lot of them things was their own animals that they just let loose and went and found for a video. But I was like, you watch these documentaries, we're only seeing the edited end result. Somebody doing a documentary on a pack of wolves or penguins or a pride of lions. You realize that documentary is going to be over the course of a year and you're watching it in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. They were out there for 12 months, probably 2 years, getting all of this footage and then editing something together to make it look like, what it was. I said, so there's always what you're seeing with a lot of this stuff is the end result of a career and not all the work that goes into play. People, my kids know, oh, daddy was in construction. They think they picturing me with a hammer and nail and I'm building buildings, and that wasn't the case at all. 9 times out of 10, I'm just staring at some plans and sitting in a meeting arguing with people.
Which is also something you love to do.
not when it's an inspector and they have the
final
the final say. Oh, they'd be so stupid.
That's what you need to be. Oh, they'd be inspector.
So stupid.
No.
I ain't want to do that either. At that particular job, one of them jobs, I did need to be an inspector because I was glad that they were stupid as they was, because they would be so focused on one thing and not seeing everything else that the superintendent's missed. And I'm sitting there like, this idiot didn't do anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get that fixed.
But yeah, so y'all pray for my little son. It just really hurt his heart.
He'll figure something out.
Of course. I ain't worried about that boy. Yeah.
That's one thing I put in perspective. I was just like, you haven't been alive longer than the career that I worked in that I'm no longer in.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that career and left their career. I was in their career longer than you've been alive.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing something completely different. I said, you got plenty of time.
And I also explained to him, I said, and also we're talking about a job.
Right.
I said, you actually don't have to have this huge passion of your job if they're paying you well and they're not making you miserable.
That's the other thing I told him. I said, 90% of the people they go to work.
Marcus was making up all types of statistics.
I don't know if it's 90%, but a good chunk of people don't like what they do for a living, but they get paid and it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly fine. I know people that get paid a lot of money and absolutely hate their job. But they love that money.
I said, it might be that you find a job that you're cool with, and if they pay you well enough, you're able to use that money to do the things you like to do on the side, and it doesn't have to equate to, are you making money off of it? And then the last part of our conversation before I go into the next ad, I said, some people are able to, once they tap into what their purpose is in life, they're able to thread that through their employment or their job or their career. And I said, that's good. So I said, I told him what I felt like my purpose was. I said, what do you think your purpose might be? I said, what do your friends say about you? He was like, they say I'm goofy. I said, wow, that's crazy. I don't know where you got that from.
Exactly.
No, I said, but let me finish. I said, but your friends, what do they usually do with you? He said, they ask me for help. Yeah, I said, I think that means that you make your friends feel safe, that they feel like they can bring to you when they don't know something or how to do something, and you not make them feel dumb about it. I said, so maybe something that allows other people to feel the type of safe environment that you provide. I was like, maybe a therapist or a counselor. He was like, no.
Yeah, absolutely not. No, but one thing I was also explaining to him was like, this was a guy that I became friends with, that I worked with, was also in the quote unquote construction world. And he was in med school and realized that he didn't want to do that for a living. Like this, and dude is smart. And me and him, we were talking one day. I was like, how'd you end up coming into this world if you were in med school? I think they did a lab or something and had to work with a cadaver. And he was just like, nah, this was good when it was on, you know, paper. But now I'm sitting in front of this, you know, this thing. He was just like, nah, I ain't doing this. And he was like, I've always been really good at math. Math always came easy to me. And that's how I'm here. And he gets paid well in construction. These people are making well over six figures. They pulling in big money, and he loves the math part of it. So he's able to do, I tell Marcus, he's able to do budgets. He's able to do calculations and things that truly help out a company. And that's where he is. He didn't see himself doing the construction when he was going into med school and already finished his first 4 years of school.
Listen. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done? Stopped and looked at me like, first 4 years of school?
You look like you was about to say something. You said, listen.
Well, I was up. It's fine. No, I was like, oh, let me stop. He's not done. Because I realized your inflection. I was like, oh, he's not done. Let me shut up. Stop rolling your eyes at me. But for real, listen. We want to tell you about our next sponsor. And they are Hiya. The boys at this house love them some Hiya. And we love Hiya, too. Okay, so Hiya is not your typical children's vitamin, which is typically just candy in disguise. They got all the daggone sugars and unhealthy chemicals and gummy junk that kids do not need to be digesting or putting in their bodies. Well, this is why Hiya was created. So they're pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamins. While a lot of children's vitamins have about 5 grams of sugar, which is just, that's ridiculous. Is it Halloween for real every day? It don't need to be. It can contribute to a variety of health issues. Hiya is made with zero sugar, zero gummy junk, and it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. So what Hiya does, it is fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide a full body nourishment that I know our kids need with a yummy taste that they love. So nutritional experts formulate this. So Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and vegetables, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins, minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gluten-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. Hiya is designed for kids 2 and up and sent straight to your door so parents have one less thing to worry about. The boys absolutely love them. They got our first order. We got these cute bottles, these little yellow bottles and stickers. So the boys decorated their vitamin bottle, and then that's what we put the refills in, is in their bottle. And I think they love being able, because it comes in the mail, they love getting their mail and getting their Hiya, and they're able to take them every morning before they go to school. We also recommend checking out the new Kids Probiotic and Nighttime Essentials. We worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/argue.
Argue.
This deal is not available on their regular website. Okay? Go to HiyaHealth.com/argue.
Argue.
And get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Thank you, Hiya. And we're going to go ahead and tell you about our last sponsor. It's Lumi. Listen, y'all can't be out here stinking. Because what you really doing in life? I know it ain't cooled down some, but it ain't cooled down enough for you just be out here smelling a mess. Okay? I love Lumi. I love that it's a whole body deodorant. I also love that it was created by OBGYN. So that lets me know you understand my body and the things that it goes through. And they have some amazing scents. And I think it'll really work for you, especially because there are other places that you need to address, or we as adults need to address, other than our armpits, okay? Again, like I said, it's a whole body deodorant created by an OBGYN. It blocks odor all day and can control odor up to 72 hours. They have a solid stick deodorant, which I have in my drawer. They have a sweat control deodorant. It's 72-hour odor and sweat control for pits, privates, and beyond. They also have a spray deodorant, which is aluminum-free and ideal for those hard-to-reach places. All products are baking soda-free and paraben-free. It's pH balanced and safe for below the waist, especially for us girls who got these thick thighs that are really keeping the private part like in a warm incubator. Sometimes you just need a little, okay, keep you bright. They have great scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toast. Coconut. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
For 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
At LumeDeodorant.com. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Stay fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Lumi. Thank you, Lumi, for sponsoring today's podcast. All right, boo, let's go here. We already been on here for a while, so we can jump into our main conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I am so ready for this election to happen and to be over with.
Yeah.
I feel like we are in almost, what is that, Groundhog's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're hearing the same crap. I feel like people are not really undecided.
No, nobody's undecided.
In my opinion, nobody's still trying to make the choice between those two people.
I don't think anybody ever had to make the choice, to be honest with you. Like, it's too completely... We already talked about it. It's been said. It's like the two parties that we're currently in, the season of, you know, Democrat, Republican, they're the biggest parties. They used to be a lot closer. You know, it was truly about, you know, who's going to try to do what, where are you going to do with your taxes? It was truly like listening and hearing the differences between, you know, the orange and the red color or
the
whatever it is.
Blue.
Not even red and blue, because that's like two different paths.
Oh,
it's
okay,
like these paths are very parallel.
Mm.
It's like who's gonna talk better and you know, who are you going with? These two candidates are going two completely different directions.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, well, she did this, oh, but he does that. You are already decided. Neither one of them need to say nothing else. One side, his party is hoping he stops talking because it only hurts.
Mm-hmm.
This side, there's like, we just gonna have her say the same thing over and over again till it sticks in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we at.
Yeah, and I really don't understand why they think put it like this. I realize that people who are voting for Donald Trump cannot be convinced to vote for Kamala.
No.
Because if you can look past all of the things that are not right about this man, you have made up your mind. If you're like, yeah. Oh yeah, no.
If you can put all that aside.
If you're like, oh, him being a convicted felon, him
an accused sexual predator multiple times,
him being inciting a riot,
yeah,
after a race didn't go the way he wanted it to, if all those things, if none of those things bothered you, there's nothing I can say that's going to sway you to thinking Kamala is the better, Vice President Harris, excuse me, is the better candidate. And then I realized, you know what? It's the same for me. There's literally nothing anyone can say to me about our former president, Donald Trump, that's going to make me go, you know what? I didn't think about that. Let me rethink about that. There's honestly nothing.
There's truly a black and white, literally, pun intended, mm-hmm. a black and white choice.
Yeah.
Either this person or this person. Ain't no...
And she doesn't even have anything nearly as egregious on her record as he does.
Nah.
So people are like, well, she done done this. She did, and I'm like, yo, are we really? And a lot of times what people are referring to is not her direct action.
Right.
It might be her direct inaction or her affiliation to mm-hmm. her current president
yeah.
or her affiliation to her party. But a lot of times it's not her actual action that yeah. they're referring to.
Same thing with Joe Biden.
Yes, it's Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Yeah. It was Hunter Biden did that. Well, he ain't running. What about this dude?
Right. So I'm like,
let's compare the two.
We're quite literally talking about the man who paid to put the ad in the New York Times about the exonerated five. He did that. That wasn't a representative yeah. of Donald Trump. It was
wasn't his
Donald
cousin.
Trump who did that. He is the one who said grab them by their private parts. It wasn't him laughing at someone else saying it.
Yeah.
It wasn't him being in the room when it was said.
Eventually they'll be saying that was AI.
He's the one who
said
it.
He said that. Never denied it.
It is him who says things like, it will be a bloodbath if we lose this race.
Well, it is him. He was referring to something else, but still.
But still.
Yeah.
It is him who says,
I will blow the other countries to smithereens.
These are
their most populated city. So you willing to kill millions of innocent people?
Mm-hmm.
He said this.
And I know people feel like you shouldn't. It never was a thing where someone's full, their belief system, I would question based off of how they voted. Meaning, if we look back to little George Bush,
mm-hmm.
and him running against John Kerry, I do believe it's who he ran against.
Yeah, I think so. Don't quote me, I think so.
That was for his second term.
Yeah.
It used to be a thing of, there might be one thing that people, it might be something which was ridiculous at the time, like gay marriage, which was just like, he's not about to do anything for or against gay marriage. I can tell you that right now. That's not actually going to be on his plate of things to take care of or not take care of. Or abortion. Same thing. He did nothing to prevent abortions from happening
right.
or to, I guess, help this country be more pro-choice. So a lot of times it would be like one little religious thing
mm-hmm.
that people would like say, well, I'll just vote for this person because I feel like religiously this aligns
right.
with what I believe, that I am yeah. this pro-life person, and he seems to be pro-life, so yeah, I'm going to vote this way.
Their policies were not that different.
Right.
It was literally peppered throughout. It was like, oh, this person's doing this, that person's doing that. They're the same on these subjects. This person doing it. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that happening. Even, like the biggest scandal, even like Nixon looks extremely presidential. Like he, the things that he was taking, you know, the whole Watergate thing, it was like, that was a paperwork scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Versus what we facing with right now, like a convicted felon, literally a convicted felon,
mm-hmm.
running for president, and it's a tight race according to the polls. And, you know, you had people like Bush, people hated him, people loved him. Then you had Obama. They got mad at him for wearing a tan suit on Easter. It's like, and this is where we at now, though.
Absolutely. And not only, so what I was about to say, to finish my point, is that now when I see people voting for him or championing him, I do think a lot about your belief system. I also think a lot about your intelligence. And yeah. This might make some people feel ostracized. It might make some people feel judged by me. Feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it in your bones. Because I am judging. I'm judging your intelligence if you believe that this man gave you money, gave you a stimmy,
yeah.
and that it was him versus the legislative branch of government that approved those checks.
Even
go ahead.
Now, even like the economy argument, people was like, well, you know, economy was much better when he was president. When Obama came into office, that first 4 years, he had a trash economy. He spent that first 4 years fixing the economy. His second 4 years was his economy. It was much better. Trump's first 4 years was Obama's economy. Biden now has Trump's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, whoever gets elected, they will have Biden's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Those 4 years, people don't understand there's a lag. When you go in and start fixing things, it takes time for things to adjust. And it is about 4 years that it takes to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And these people talking about, well, no, back when Trump was president, for one, the world was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
He got a whole lot more people killed by COVID than what needed to be because he had no plan in place. And the only thing people were thinking about is, well, bread costs this much. Now it costs this much. Well, because he gave tax breaks to billionaires. Now we paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they can just go on and just blatantly believe these ads, but that's what ads are for.
No, this is the analogy I've been thinking of. I've been trying to come up with an analogy for what you were just talking about, how we are living in the effects of the person's presidency that came before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you walk into a house for the first time and it is spotless.
Yes.
You know that the person who just walked in cannot take credit for that house being clean. Same for if somebody walks into a house for the first time, and it's dirty as hell, they should not be the person blamed for the house being dirty. You have to look at who was in the house before they got there. That's the person who is either responsible for it being clean or responsible for it being dirty. But for some reason, people believe, because Biden is here and everything has spiked, this is all his fault. You understand, we lost our reproductive rights during Biden's term because of what Trump put in place with selecting 3 Supreme Court judges. But nobody, like they get it with that. Nobody's going to say Biden got rid of women's rights. Right. They understand that it was the 3 judges that were selected during the term prior to his that caused us to be in this kerfuffle during this term. But with everything else, people are like, nope, this is his fault. He did it. No. Who made the house dirty?
Right.
We have to clean. We're cleaning the house.
Back to when Trump was running the first time, y'all, I got a childhood friend. We grew up together. All right, I don't remember not knowing his dude. We literally were in diapers together. He, I don't know, quote unquote, disappeared like end of high school, end of college. We got reacquainted again back. This is, I don't think the twins was here yet, but I definitely had one son. Anyway, back during Trump's first term. Now he's in Ohio.
No, the twins were here doing. The twins have lived through a Trump presidency. So this is
when he was running. Mm-hmm. Were they here? Oh, 2016, 2015. So they were born that year. Anyway, back when he was running the first term, you know, he's quoting all these memes and stuff. Well, you know, they kept calling. We would get on the phone. Me, him, and my other childhood friend, the three of us. It was that trio. We would get on the phone in this debate. Or a text in debate, you know, it was like, dude, because we thought somebody stole his phone. Because we couldn't believe that this, you know, he was like pro-Trump. It wasn't that he was anti-Hillary, even though he would say, oh, well, Hillary Clinton. I'm like, now you grabbing memes from the internet at this point.
Yeah.
So we would all get on phones and was like, dude, well, tell us why you support him. Well, Hillary did. No. Explain to us without involving her why you're voting for him. And I was just like, dude, I said, I don't know. I had like a serious conversation. It's like, you don't sound like the person that we grew up with, the dude that had the
right. Marcus walk around was so with the pick,
the Afro pick with the fist in it in his hair. He had the Jim Kelly Kung Fu statues in his room. Like and the Bruce Lee stuff. He had like, it made no sense. And I had to remember, it's like, okay, you've been brainwashed because you in Ohio in the wrong area. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in your speech. I can hear it as you talk. I said, man, look, you talking, because, you know, we would be sitting there talking to him. I'm like, dude, you understand this is bigger than politics? It ain't. He's like, y'all getting too worked up over politics. This is back in 2015. He said, man, y'all, this is politics. I said, man, this is not just politics. If this man get in office, you're going to see a lot of changes that's going to happen because he was in office. And the type of people, the people that are influencing your brain right now, are going to feel empowered. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And after this, our friendship at that point didn't go past before the election. Like, we kind of fell off because he said some stuff like that was real sideways to our other boy.
Did he? I don't think I know this.
Oh, yeah. He said, I was just like.
He said some sideways stuff?
Oh. I said, what? And then he was like, you know what? So he ended up calling and apologizing. I said, I'm done. I can't even do it. Then we had like a death or two, like his father died, and he shot him a text, didn't call him. I'm like, you personally know his. It was just weird. But anyway, even back then, like to hear his argument and not being able to remove the other candidate of why you're supporting him lets me know that you just working off a bunch of sound bites and memes at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's insane. And then even now, we've seen the repercussions of what it is for him. So people that are going against him, especially the black folk, I saw this one dude online talking about, oh yeah, well she did a mass incarceration of black men. If you look at her record, the incarceration rate dropped under her while she was DA. Mm-hmm. She actually sent a lot less than the person before her. Some fools need to be locked up. Not say all of them, but I ain't saying everybody she sent was 100% innocent, but I'm sure there was some that definitely needed to go. And then the whole, she ain't black. Shut up.
I just saw a picture of her daddy. I took a screenshot. Finally saw a picture of her daddy. And I'm going to put it in our Patreon chat. Because I'm like,
this woman.
This man is a black man. What are we talking about?
We're going to go. She's from Oakland. Pledged a black sorority, mm-hmm. the first mm-hmm. black sorority. Went to a HBCU all before getting into politics. Now y'all going to look, and got a black father. Y'all going to look back at her and tell, well, she ain't black. Man, that's the most idiotic argument. So if she was white, would you vote for her?
White.
If she was a man, would you vote for her? Mm-hmm. Remove her race or sex off of it, would you vote for her? And that's my thing, if we couldn't even know who was running, the only thing we could do was read what they were gonna do.
Uh-huh.
It would be, I'm sure, a 10-90 split mm-hmm. in Harris Faye. Oh, this person has done this, they've done that. They're in a what's it called? Community service. They've been a part of a community service thing since they were 17. They've done this, they've done that, they've served in this, they've done that.
This person, convicted felon, they've done this. They've been accused of that, accused of this, this, and this. Their history goes back to racism of this, this, and this. We don't know their name. We don't know their sex. We don't know anything about them except their policies. And tell me, who the hell you gonna vote for? That's actually how it should be. It should be candidate A and candidate one. Who you voting for?
I fully agree. Because these stupid conversations, these ads, let me tell you, I'm tired of it.
It should be candidate A done this and this and this and this. Okay, candidate one done this, or change it, whoever, name whatever. People shouldn't be allowed to see the person. They shouldn't be allowed to hear the person. They shouldn't know what that person looks like or sounds like. They should only be able to see. If they want to do a debate, it's like, okay, they can answer, but y'all don't know if they disguise their voice and their face. You can't see their race or color. Because that's how that, you know, a lot of this race right now is sexism and racism. That's why they're not going to vote for her. Mm-hmm. Remove all of that. Let them see the actual facts.
Yeah. It is just mind-boggling to me.
People are like, y'all just voted for, oh, my bad.
Y'all just voted for her because she's black.
Actually, no. Voted for Obama because he was black. He was actually the better candidate.
Yes.
She's the better candidate. It ain't got nothing to do with their race.
I wanted to be like, no, I'm voting for him because he's half white. And that is what I feel most comfortable with.
Like, you not voting for her because she's a woman or a black.
That's really what it boils down to. People are like, what has she done for black people? I'm like, wait, hold on.
I can tell you what he's done to black people.
Exactly. And I also want to be like, you talking like she's been president.
That's the other thing. They hold her under the candle like she's been president.
You acting like she's been president, but I still can tell you what she's done for black people.
Yeah.
By also reducing the amount, the type of punishment that was linked to petty crime or lower level drug crimes, like having weed on you. Like
they was giving dudes 20 years for that.
Trump wanted to put 5 young black men in prison for a crime they didn't commit.
Well, he wanted them killed.
Yes.
For a crime that they didn't commit, just because they were accused of it. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, as for me and mine, we are all voting Harris Walz, not because we're Democrats, because me and Marcus aren't.
We not.
Me and Marcus are not registered Democrats by no means.
Registered in any party and never will be, because I'm like, I need to hear the argument. I need to hear what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. We are voting for who will give our children the best possible chance at a future that does not look more frightening than it does now. We are concerned first with what is happening domestically.
Yeah.
That is why the genocide that happened in Gaza does not sway our vote away from Kamala Harris. And it also, even if I take it into consideration, it does not set me up to vote for anyone else still, because I don't think anyone else will do anything that is going to actually be of any assistance to the Palestinians in any other, in any way, shape, or form.
Really?
I don't think it's going to be Trump by no means. And I definitely don't think it's going to be a third party person, because they will never get in office.
Problem is Trump is not an ally to our allies.
He's not an ally to anyone that is not himself.
That's true too.
Period. So this has nothing to do with her being a woman. This has nothing to do with her being black, half black, Indian, what have you. What this has to do with is that I really do. Now, when it comes to, let me say, it's a little different. I vote a little different when it comes to local government. When it comes to the president of the United States, I am actually fully looking at their resume, what they have done, and what they're trying to do in their presidency. When it comes to local level, especially the lower level positions, I am looking to give people of color a chance to be in office, just because these are a lot of times for the local, smaller level, this is where people get introduced into politics.
Yeah, now we done had some in there that didn't need to be.
Mm-hmm. Woo. Now, when it comes to like higher level, like judges, DAs, just ones that, okay, I know you done been in this for a little bit longer. Then I'm looking at your resume. Then I'm like, now what did you do? What have you done? But long story short, we want to really encourage everyone to get out to vote. Like I said, our vote is for Walls and Harris. I am not shy about that. I do not feel no type of way if someone who is a listener is a Trump supporter and feels isolated and ostracized. I am to that point now.
You should.
I am to that point. If you want to feel loved on, come back after the election. Yeah. But right now, I am to the point where it's
Fox.
Just like we have people's future that we are trying to secure, and I will not take this lightly. I really do feel like there is a lack of care, a lack of concern about others when people blindly, I feel, vote for Donald Trump. And there is a sheer amount of ignorance. Now, if somebody could tell me stuff that made sense, while I still might disagree with them, I don't think I would feel as like repulsed. But a lot of times what I hear, it's not lining up with sense, with facts,
yeah.
With actual knowledge. So this week and next week, and then we'll leave it to rest. Hopefully, I don't know. Election week, we shoot the day before the election.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to switch it up.
We'll switch it up.
Because I ain't going to have to talk about it the week after the election.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if we should just do a live episode on Wednesday after the election.
It'll be so late for... The election's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're saying a live episode on Wednesday.
Yes, like it'll be live to the public.
Okay.
So it won't just be our Patreon.
It'll be
here.
Y'all in here. It might be everybody.
It'll be Gen Pop for the actual episode so that we don't have to worry about the edit. We'll think about that. Ooh, my forehead itching.
Yeah, depending on how it goes, we might need some edits. Depending on how it goes, y'all.
Well, you guys, I'm glad we finally got to do that because, you know, we have been very like.
Yeah.
We've been light-handed.
Yeah, been light-handed. Even locally, I've been like trying to look up stuff. I scroll back and forth through all the news channels, just trying to see. I ain't particularly listening to them. I'm watching the stuff at the bottom and the most current events on, you know, politics. So by the time I sat down and do this, I'm just like, I don't want to talk about it.
Also, y'all get it enough on,
everywhere. It's everywhere.
I be tired of it. Marcus be having on this dang on CNN, and I be ready to unmouth the TV and throw it.
It be on CNN. It be on BBC. I tried earlier on to go over to Fox just to hear what was going on, and my brain couldn't take it. It was unbearable. It was bad. I was like, is this what people are listening to?
Mm-hmm.
God dang.
It is. It is. So, I'm glad we got this off of our chest and we were able to speak our truth. Because are you going to be mailing in or going to the ballot?
No. I got my ballot here. I'm going to fill it out early. Because, listen, y'all, California election... It's different.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you filling
out. It's right there.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. But no, I'm talking about the ballot.
Give me
it's a lot.
That is a sample ballot.
Oh, yeah.
This is how much if you're watching on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. We have a whole pamphlet. Let me see
my
how many.
My address is on the back.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Keep going. Keep talking.
It's a lot of information. Like, you know, if you vote in other states, you might have 2-3 pages. We got like 19 pages of stuff to vote on, y'all. If you went there doing the little punch, or I don't know how y'all's voting thing go, it's a lot. So I wouldn't be able to sit down,
look over this stuff, research all these different props, not go off the what the, you know, what the ads are saying, but actually look up the props and what they're saying. It's a whole lot of different legislations, a whole lot of different people to vote. It's so much. And it ain't, for me, this every 4 years, it's not enough time, unless you know exactly what it is, to go in there and vote and do it, you know, accurately. So me, I want to be able to sit down and look and not feel rushed. Even though I don't really feel rushed in a voting booth, but at the same time, I'd rather just go give that to them, or if you, even if you drop it off, you put it in the little box and they, you know, give you a little thing.
We have 18 propositions.
18 propositions, y'all.
That's just the propositions. I haven't even talked about the what's to call it, the people that
there's another news channel, the one I've been watching that's neutral. They just give you the facts. But I can't, they don't, they're not on like all the time the way the, like MSNBC and like Fox and CNN and all those. But I like tuning in to them because they just like, this is what happened. Boom. And you ain't got to hear somebody's biased opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, California be on a whole different, by the time we get to presidential, we on like page 7 or 8. For real. Like if you look at the ballot. By the time you get to the presidential thing, you done voted on so much stuff already just with local stuff. And then you got more local stuff after that.
We're voting on 17 different people, 18 propositions. So having to look up all these people, look at what they've done. For me, seeing if they come from a marginalized community, if they're representing a marginalized community, making sure their voice is at the table. Yeah. But also being like, now also let's make sure they're not crazy as well.
Because we done had...
Yeah.
Who was that woman?
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, no, don't say your name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Whew, she was in there for so many years. I said, y'all, we got to get this help up out of here.
So...
It was protesting at her house. That's how bad she was.
I'm going to the ballot, to the poll, I mean, because I love it. I love exercising my right to vote. I love to do it in person. It makes me feel like I am taking my ancestors with me to vote. That's what I literally feel like. My ancestors that were brought here into, through the, you know what, Marcus said it that way. The, what is the slave trade called? The transatlantic slave trade? Yeah, he was like, yeah, so he was talking about the transatlantic slave trade and how, and I was like, you better call it exactly what it is. Anyways. I feel like I'm taking my ancestors that came through the transatlantic slave trade, that were brought here, used as property, those that were killed on the way here, killed while they were here, those who were not thought as human, those who had to fight for their rights, that never got to see their opportunity for their voice to be heard. I feel like I take all of them into the voting booth with me, so I'll never be a mail-in person. Yeah. I'm like, now, my ancestors like need to come
too.
Up in here.
I feel like I do that too. But I feel like I take them on a privileged walk past the long ass line and drop my ballot in, walk out with my chest high, like, yeah.
I want them to see me and my big blackness up in there with my vote, whatever, strolling to the polls, t-shirt on. I'm here for it all. So make sure you vote, early vote, go in.
Oh, that was the other thing, the benefit with the early votes. Because, you know, they made voting difficult for, you know, communities, more urban communities, especially in Georgia and stuff. They were passing all these illegal things to, you know, pull the voting out of there to make it more difficult so people in those areas can't vote. You get past all that with early voting.
Well, that's why. You think you do. They started blowing up some of the boxes in Washington.
I can believe that.
Not in Washington, D.C., but Washington State. More than likely destroying thousands of votes. That's why I said, nah, I'm going in. I want to know my thing has been counted before I leave. Thank you very much. All right, you guys.
Do they do it in other states? What? Mail it to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what y'all need to do.
Do what?
Have it filled out.
Have this thing filled out?
Or the ballot that they send you?
Oh yeah, they let. I think so. I think they send everybody something.
Just to get around all the BS, they try to keep black and brown people from voting.
All right, Oh, yeah, it was Washington and Arizona. Thank you.
Arizona, I get it. That's a lost cause anyway.
Well, no, I think Arizona swung one year. It's not normal.
It definitely wasn't last year, was the last election.
No, I think it was like Obama.
Yeah, Georgia swung.
Mm-hmm, and you know that don't happen.
Yeah.
But they swung that thing. And in Oregon, Lord help us. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, well, you know Oregon going.
The Oregon Trail. Well, thank you again to our sponsors, Uncommon Goods, Hiya, and Lumi. Use our QR codes, sorry, not QR, URLs and promo codes. So they know that we sent you and you can get that good old discount because that's what we're here for, the discounts. You hear me? You can order stuff from me on shopmamalikes.com. You can request a video from me on Cameo, the app. I've been doing a lot here lately, a lot of different cameos. So come on over and we'll have a good time for the low of whatever I charge over there. And obviously, if you're not a member of our Patreon, stop playing because these people have been losing weight on this wellness challenge. Yeah, we're in our last couple of days. Then we're going to be moving on to our habit change challenge. So might as well come over, kick it with the tank sleeve.
Oh, yeah, Biden won Arizona. Absolutely. Y'all can find me. Y'all know where to find me. Instagram, Marcus Allen Graham. Facebook, Marcus Allen Book. TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Still working out administratively. Shopify.
No.
Man, shit. I think everything's going to get resolved today.
Okay.
And I'll be able to get some very late orders out. Maybe I'll send y'all something a little extra. Mm-hmm. Manshit.com, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.com. Y'all go check it out. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.